So I got this little Canon SureShot Supreme from Ben Thrasher at I went to the art show and he was just giving up the camera, and it's a nice little point and shoot camera. I'll put it up there also on the well, there's a picture of it there. It's on the Instagram, and you can check it out there. But this little thing is a little bit more advanced than I thought it'd be. Again, it's just a point and shoot. It's a fixed 38 millimeter lens, 2.8. But it is not. What was interesting to me is that it wasn't focused on infinity. It's actually got an autofocus. It focuses to infinity according to this, but the it could focus anywhere from something like 1.8 meters to infinity, which is pretty cool, I guess. The only issues now is that I have to practice and see if it'll keep focus. If it'll keep focus. I took it to some dark. I shot at night with it, a couple rolls at night, and it seems all right. It's just I got to take it through its paces during the day. It's pretty much all. It's just you focus and you click it. Everything's all automatic. There's no, you don't get to pick anything other than where you want it to focus on, and then it'll. I guess it'll. I'm not even sure if it'll pick a. Well, it has to pick an aperture, but I'm not sure. I got to read the manual, I guess, again. But yeah, all you do is focus, and it shoots. That's about it. Really nice little handy camera to have. Probably, I hope if I get it good enough, I hope I can take decent band photos with it. The flash is always on, and it seems to really know what it's doing as far as exposure. So it reads those DX codes on the film canisters, and my issue is that I hand roll all my black and white film, so I don't have any DX code stickers on it or anything. It's just a black canister, and I roll it in there. So it shoots all the black and white that I have in there. It's the default DX is 100, so it'll do 100 fine. So essentially, I have 400 roll film in there, and I'm pulling it a couple of stops. So, which isn't that big a deal. It really isn't. Even if I because I stand develop, it doesn't really matter. I can actually. Technically, if I wanted to, I can pull back on my stand developing time and it'll work just fine. So I did one roll at my normal stand develop time, which is 30 minutes. And then the second roll I did at 17 minutes and just fine. I get working images out of both of them just fine. So stand developing is a thing, and I'll talk about that as well so that we know what we're talking about here. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited, and I've put up a couple little examples of shots that I did last night. You know, the key is to, you know, I know they look like snapshots and they look like whatevs, but you know, I like them. It's just trying to make it something interesting out of the mundane with the most mundane camera you possibly can. So I put a little challenge on myself. I hadn't developed 35 millimeter in a while, so it was a nice little thing to do. I'm gonna probably start carrying this camera around and seeing what other shenanigans I can work up with. Some of my favorite photographers just use point and shoot cameras. Araki and Moriyama, I believe. All they did was, well, a lot of what they did was point and shoot cameras. So, yeah, cool little thing. I suggest if you're really into it, pick one up. They seem to be very inexpensive. Might even get me going. You know, I do want a higher end point and shoot camera, but this will be really fun for now.